Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. They yell in the barrels in your mouth. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hello, world, and welcome to another already off the rails, fantastic edition of Salute Your Sports.
We actually can't explain this one.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on. We don't mean to be doing this.
100% unintentional.
Like all the of these sound bites are playing at once, and I have no explanation.
This is like your dream, isn't it, James?
No. You know, I was talking with Chris out at Taylor Stadium on Saturday how I'm trying to take this seriously now and actually put, you know, effort into it and, you know, try to make a good show.
I mean,
and
I
then
hope
this
not.
Happens.
I'd hope so, because this is the first time you've been on in 2 months.
That's right.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right. Well, as you all are well aware at this point, I am Matthew Terry, as normal Chris Mitchell by my side, and for the first time since late February.
Special guest.
We have a full Salute Your Sports because James Stanley's back behind the board.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome back, James. We've missed you here.
Oh, I've missed you guys, too. It's been amicable.
So, for those, we did not do a show last week. Mainly because...
So much homework.
Honestly, though.
Yeah. Basically.
Midterms, homework.
Because...
The whole shebang.
James and I are both seniors. I'm trying to graduate in a month. James is trying to graduate next fall. And Chris can't do a show alone. So... Because we already have 1 hour of Chris Mitchell doing whatever he wants in the air.
That's true.
And we reserve that for 11 p.m. on Friday nights.
Hey, this week is Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm like...
Looking for something that smashes sports content and video game content together into one big late night radio sandwich?
Yeah, Friday's my moving day, so
listen,
I can't
to
like do a show on Friday, so I'm doing it on a Saturday.
Could you have told me that, A, the person that makes the Saturday schedules?
I told Cole, and he was like, sure, go for it.
You're undermining my authority here, Chris.
It's okay. It's
going to
be at 11 p.m. It'll be at the same time. Don't worry about it.
Sports Saturday this weekend, as always, here. Getting a little bit peaked behind the curtains. And this is what happens when all three of us are in the studio together. We don't feel the need to put on this facade for whatever third guest is taking James' seat.
That is true. We're very respectful.
Yeah, we put on this facade of a well-oiled, like, show with purpose. And now that James is here, we can throw all that out the window.
Yeah, we go from being like a respectable, you know, like regular season college football game to a spring game.
Yeah.
Speaking of spring games.
Segway! We were going to get into that to the second segment, but let's do it. So this happened over the weekend at Mizzou. Missouri football had their annual spring game this weekend. And I know that none of us watched a second of it.
Nope, sure didn't.
Mainly, and we didn't because... We were broadcasting the baseball series all this weekend.
Against the LSU Tigers.
Which we will get into later on in this show.
That was a good series.
It was a good series, especially for Mizzou coming out on top of that 2-1. But I really just want to talk about spring games in general.
Yeah.
Because I've been to two of the four spring games since I've been a student at Mizzou. And they've always been just like fun things to just go sit around with your friends and watch some scrimmage football.
Yeah, it's like training camp for like NFL teams.
Yeah, and
with a little bit more like I guess emphasis on like press conferences.
Yeah,
because that's like really like the first time like as a student or as like a player on the team, like I don't know, like freshman players are able to or transfers are able to like speak to the media and be like, I've been really clicking with this offense here. I've been reading the playbook. I think we're going to do a really good job here. Go Tigers.
And I'm staring up at the press box of the broadcasters and commenting how good they look.
Yep. Kelly Bryant winning over fans here at Mizzou almost instantly.
Oh,
just
man.
Like that, honestly.
Well, it's still better than the sideline reporter calling it Columbia Mizzou.
Everyone's favorite state.
I did not
state.
Hear that.
I mean, I have heard Columbia, Missouri. You know, they try to... blend the two together,
Missouri.
But she just left off the...
It's like my favorite. People call it Mizzou State for Missouri State.
Oh, that's really good. That's extra disrespectful.
Southeast Mizzou. Really just inserting Mizzou into any sort of other state that's not as good as us.
Yeah.
While we're here. But
any other land grant university.
What's interesting is pretty much Mizzou treats their spring game as just a fun little get together of fans that want to show up. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't mean anything. And basically, when you get there, the student section will be half filled of just everyone in general, and there won't be anyone on the normal alumni side.
Nope.
That is far, far, far different from everyone in the SEC and some other schools, like the big name schools. You got like Ohio State and Nebraska that do this, that fill up their entire stadiums for the spring game. That's absurd to me.
Mizzou used to fill up pretty well for the spring game back in like the, going to say like the final years in the Big 12.
Yeah, that, I mean, that.
When they first started doing the spring games, yeah. they were pretty popular, but this was an absolute terrible showing.
For Mizzou, it's been a terrible showing of spring game for the last few years. Because, like, this is my point of view. I'm someone that loves college football to death. And I just don't see the point of going to a spring game because it's just a scrimmage. And I guess it fills that fix of college football when you're, like, halfway in between the regular season. Like, in the postseason, or you know what I mean? But I just don't get it. What's the appeal of a spring game?
Yeah, like, even beyond that, it's, like, very hard to, like, get, like, I don't know. I guess it's, like, an okay barometer for, like, what that offense is going to be like. We still get people like, oh, we're still working on the playbook. We're still looking at, we're
it's
trying
all
to
for
get
the
a
fans.
Feel for the, yeah, it is.
It is all for the fans. And the one thing I liked about Mizzou's spring game, which I don't know if they still do it or not, but being a youngster who liked the Missouri Tigers, I never got to go to a spring game. But I always wanted to go because they had a ton of autographs you could get.
Yeah, that's true. They do let people out on the field after the game.
That is the one appeal to me, just as a pure fan standpoint.
That's true, because I remember my sophomore year, because I went my sophomore and junior year, and I went with a bunch of friends, and we went down onto the field to congratulate one of our friends who's a player on the team and just talk to him, get pictures with him, which was a cool experience, but... Are you trying to play the name drop?
Name drop, Dawson Downing.
Okay, I wasn't going to say the name, but yeah, Dawson Downing, spring game hero back in 20...
Front of the show?
2017.
Truck that one guy in like a Florida game, wasn't it?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
And a play that was called back for holding. But I have that play firmly embedded in my memory because Dawson Downing is legitimately one of the kindest people I've ever met. And so to see him succeed at that is great. But that's, like, I guess that's the appeal of a spring game. I don't even know what happened in the spring game. I don't know if the black or the gold won, or if there was even a black.
I think gold won.
Okay, cool. Like, I just.
I don't know if that was a team split, but whatever size split.
Yeah, exactly. Won. Like, what's the split?
What was
like
the over-under?
I don't know. That's a question for Corbett.
I didn't sign mine. I'm like.
That's not a question for anyone in this show.
Barry Odom is now, what, 3-0 in spring games?
That's He's right. also 0-3 in spring games.
Extension.
He's also 0-4. Wait, Didn't Chancellor Choi lead one of the other teams? Didn't he lead the side opposing Barry Odom? I think he did.
That is not a question for me.
Because if you saw on social media, Choi came out and he had like the headset on, he had the visor on, the sunglasses. I was trying to figure that out.
That's interesting.
So I think he was leading the side up opposite Barry Odom.
So what did his like playbook look like? Just run the ball in all caps?
PR disaster and try to cover it up?
Yeah. Cover two!
fix the dumpster fire that is the University of Missouri. Tim Wolf.
Yep. I'm sorry. I am just completely out of it right now. But like,
why is that? Talk about it.
Because he's still suffering from hypothermia from this weekend.
Yeah, that's totally it. I was more bundled up on Sunday than Friday, and I think it was colder.
I felt so bad for Chris on Saturday.
Yeah.
Calling LSU baseball.
Yeah. Do we just want to like dovetail into like baseball? Do we have any?
We
like,
will after
thoughts?
The break.
Okay.
Because we still have to do breaks. I mean, yeah, we don't.
We're contractually required.
The contractual obligation is KCRU Sports Director Josh Neighbors coming into this studio and yelling at us repeatedly.
That's true. He can't do that because he's
can
like
really
right
make
there.
Him yell at us if we play 5 o'clock somewhere.
Just have that going on a loop in the background of the show. I'm like, we really. I thought I stretched the definition of what sports was when Three Count was on the air last year. But I now know that us, which is just the three of us sitting here vaguely talking about sports and name-dropping people that our listeners don't know, is really an even more impressive waste of our own time.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that note, we beg you keep listening. We promise we'll be serious in a little bit. We are going to talk about baseball and softball coming up later on in this show. We will be having a special edition of Or Nah.
That's right.
Coming up, which will be a little bit earlier. So make sure you stay tuned in for that and don't tune out like I know most of you probably will. But we're going to take a short break. But before, I want to talk about this. If Chris, I got a question for you.
All right, what you got?
Are you looking to start a podcast but don't know how?
I've been thinking about it, yeah.
Well, just so you know, KCOU has you covered. Our trained producers will help you record, edit, and post your podcast on whatever platforms you may need. For more information and pricing, contact sports director Josh Neighbors at sports@kcou.fm. Sports@kcou.fm once again, or text and call 804-316-6353. That's 804-316-6353. Let KCOU help make your podcast ideas a reality as I read Josh Neighbor's personal phone number aloud over the air one last time. 804-316-8353. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. Got more coming up after the break, folks, so don't go away and stay right here.
Karen Denson, the Black Diamond, and you're listening to KCOU 88.1 FM, Columbia.
I'm Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. My job is to protect the citizens of our state and help make our communities safer. And today, I'm asking for your help. For too long, the citizens of our state have been deceived about opioids. As we move forward with our lawsuit, we want to hear directly from Missourians about how the opioid crisis has affected you and your loved ones. Share your story and help us hold those responsible accountable.
Share your stories at realopioidpain.com. Sponsored by the Missouri Attorney General's Office.
Hey you, you like sports? If you answered yes, make sure to tune in each and every Friday to listen to Mid-Missouri's premier sports talk show, The Hot Corner. From 8 to 9 a.m., tune in on KCOU 88.1 FM or KCOU.FM.
Mizzou Softball and Baseball on KCOU is brought to you by B&B Bagel. B&B Bagel offers some of the best breakfast in Columbia and is conveniently located a few minutes off campus at 124 East Nifong Boulevard. For their hours and more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or call them at 573-442-5857. For updates on their hours and specials, follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their continued support of KCOU Sports and Student Radio.
Tune in to High and Tight with me and my co-host Logan Perrone as we catch you up on the latest signings, trades, news, scores, and highlights from around America's pastime. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the 88.1 FM stream and our website, kcu.fm, on the blue box.
Indoor baseball, anyone?
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Let us pray with Aphrodite, let us pray with Aphrodite. She wears that see-through nightie, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old.
Hello, world. Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. I'm Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell along with me, and the music choice can only mean that James Stanley is back with us.
Pete Seeger!
I wish they could have heard your giggling when the song went over the airwaves. That's my favorite part about the music you pick, is you always look to us for approval with the same grin and the same chuckle on your face for every single episode. It's fantastic.
We're about to offend all the people that that still worship ancient Greek gods.
Oh.
Dang.
I mean, we've offended anyone with ears by this show.
Shout out to all you polytheists out there. You're seen and you're valid. I salute you.
Oh.
So let's talk about baseball.
Yeah, let's talk about baseball. Mizzou took on the LSU Tigers, who paid a visit to Taylor Stadium this weekend, and boy, what a series it was. It started off with a wild contest on Friday, Mizzou losing that game 12-11 in 10 innings.
That was a really, like, bananas game to,
that
like,
was.
Be around.
And for those that did not listen on KCOU for that series, first of all, how dare you? And second, it
the
was
nerve.
It was the three of us on the call for all three games. We had myself and James on Friday. And then I guess Chris Mitchell's the good luck charm. Because the next two games, which Mizzou won 4-1 and 11-5 on Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
Chris Mitchell standing next to the press box doing a little broadcasting for that one.
That's right.
So Chris Mitchell is the Missouri Tigers' good luck charm against eighth-ranked teams in the country.
That's right.
As Mizzou takes 2 out of 3 from the top-ranked LSU Tigers. And now, Mizzou baseball's ranked.
Woo! What? I don't know what to do with my hands.
I forgot to bring the party poppers again. But Mizzou baseball, according to D1Baseball.com, is ranked 21st in the country.
Woo!
A far cry from the team we saw lose 2 out of 3 to North Florida to begin the year.
Yeah.
Lose a midweek contest to Northeastern.
Yeah.
And lose a game to a terrible Rhode Island team.
Yeah.
And the team that got swept by Arkansas at the beginning
also
of the year.
Also true.
Since then, Mizzou has not lost a single series they have played since that Arkansas sweep.
That's true. They tied Texas A&M.
They took 2 out of 3 against Ole Miss. They took 1-1-1 against Texas A&M because of that weird tie. 2 out of 3 against Kentucky. 2 out of 3 against LSU. And they won all of their midweek games as well. Mizzou is on a roll in baseball. And against everything we have said this year, it is not because of Cameron Meisner.
Believe it or not, Matt Terry thought, James probably thought too, although he didn't get to talk about it much, that Cameron Meisner was going to be the lone like gem on top of the pile of dung that would be Mizzou baseball. But no, as it turns out, it's more of a even load carry.
Honestly, not even. Meisner's hitting like 140 in SEC play this year.
Which
he's
is not
been,
good.
He's been
Ouch.
Borderline terrible.
Not great.
Aside from his ability to just draw at least 3 walks a game.
He gets some productive outs here and there.
Yeah. So the numbers in SEC play this year, Cameron Meisner is hitting 151. He has 8 hits and 53 at-bats, and he has struck out 23 times. That number, that 23, leads the team. The 151 is worst, aside from Mark Vierling, is the worst among all Mizzou players that have played at least 10 games in SEC play. And those 8 hits, it's a bad number. He does have 2 home runs, however. And boy, did he hit one of them on Sunday.
That's right.
As Meisner smacked a baseball 457 feet.
That's right. On top of the pavilion, right?
My call said that went on top of the pavilion. And all honestly, I did not see where it went.
Me neither.
From all other accounts that weren't me, it hit halfway up the pavilion, which is still just as impressive.
Yeah.
Practically.
It's on top of it. On a roof somewhere.
So
not the tippy top, but it's a roof.
I kind of fudged that call a little
That's
bit.
That's right. You fudged the numbers a little bit. That's
yeah,
okay.
But it made for a better call.
That's right.
And no one would have known had I not owned up to it.
That's
so
right.
So I
don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. That's
exactly.
That's a really good creed for a journalist to have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey.
Listen.
So you get alternative facts.
Listen, man.
There's a difference when I do it for a baseball game and something that we're not going to get into on the show.
That's right.
But so that is my coming out, is that I needed to get that out, that I messed that up. But
it's okay. We forgive you this time.
But that's not what it's going to say in all of my audio clips of that game.
That's right. That's not in all your clips.
Speaking of audio clips, thanks a lot, Chris, for leaving the mic on for problems.
James, you want to tell that story?
Well, I was actually going to cut the tape from it. I have not gotten around to it yet, and it's kind of mute now.
No, we can still have it. Yeah. And I can play it when you guys are on like the last day of the semester.
I was going to make some remix song to it. Bratwurst.
So for those that don't have context, which is pretty much all of you.
Pretty much.
James Stanley and I, as we were broadcasting the game on Friday, got food vouchers for the concession. We got KCLU sports director Josh Neighbor's name drop to
Friend
go and get us
the food delivery.
Pretty much it was food delivery to go get bratwurst from the concession
stand. The Neighbor's food service.
We get the bratwurst during the middle of one of the innings. And then, Chris is producing the game. So as we go off the air, or so we think, James Stanley says something like, I'm going to plow through this bratwurst.
No, I was saying, how am I going to eat this with my gloves on? How am I going to eat this bratwurst
with my gloves on? And that got picked up over the air, which led to multiple texts getting sent to James about how he was enjoying a bratwurst during the broadcast. And it's a valuable...
supposed to be on a diet.
Yeah.
Everyone knew I was cheating on my diet then.
And it really...
That's your cheat day then.
Shows you a valuable lesson. Your cheat day is one stadium bratwurst. It shows you a valuable lesson, kids, to anyone who may want to get into radio someday, is that treat your microphone like it's always on.
That's fair.
Oh, trust me, much worse stuff has been said with hot mics, not by myself, but just in general.
Yes, by my...
There are terrible things that have been said.
Oh, yeah, I heard the story. I heard...
We're not going to say over the air.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't think it would violate anything, it's pretty randy.
It would not technically violate anything, but I don't want a clip of my voice saying that going out over the airwaves.
True.
That's fair. Also, shout out to Mark McDaniel. Anyways... So,
friend of the show, Mark McDaniel.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
So, Mizzou baseball, big series win against LSU. Big win last night against Missouri State as well. Should touch on that a little bit. Woo! Missouri State, who's very bad at baseball this year, 11-25 on the season. Mizzou went to Hammond Field out in Springfield, Missouri, and crushed the puny Little Bears by a final score of 14-6. Doubles by Cameron Meisner, Mark Vierling, Paul Gomez, a Vierling triple, and home runs from Clayton Peterson, Cameron Swanger, and Connor Brumfield, arguably three of the least likely players that you'd expect to see home runs from in a game.
It's also a grand slam by one of those three. It was not Brumfield. It might have been Peterson. Swanger. By Peterson?
It was Peterson because he's the only one with four RBI on that list.
Well, and what a good way for Brumfield to come in off the bench, not getting a lot of playing time this year, and came in and you know, got a home run, build his confidence just a little bit. May not get him back into the starting lineup, but, you know, at least it's some sort of feather in your cap.
Yeah, but you always need to have good, reliable bench players to come in and pinch hit situations like we saw Brumfield. And Brumfield, who's hovered around 220 during his four-year Mizzou career, lost the starting spot to one of the 25 new players on this team. But it's good to see him come back with a big RBI in this game. Interesting note from this contest, Mizzou now 8-0 this season on Tuesdays. The win for Mizzou went to Trey Robertson, the freshman out of Minnesota, who got two innings pitched, four strikeouts. Tommy Springer was your starter because Art Hovind was bumped into the weekend rotation. Springer went four innings, surrendered two earned runs, and struck out seven. So it was a solid start all around for Mizzou, about what you'd expect. And that is a good confidence builder heading into this weekend when they face the sixth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs in Athens, Georgia this weekend for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. Whew. And Georgia, who's already going into this game a little bit undermanned. For those that are unaware, this happened in baseball last night. Georgia was playing Clemson at home in your standard ACC versus SEC midweek matchup. Pretty much just a normal game.
Yeah, very normal.
Started about like 6:30, normal Tuesday start time. Your game went 6.5 hours long. It featured 50 strikeouts, and Georgia won 3-2 in the 20th inning. 20!
That's two baseball games.
That's more than two baseball games.
Two baseball games and change.
There are two stats that showcase...
It's two and a quarter.
Two and a quarter, yeah.
There are two stats that showcase just how absurdly long this game went. This one, I noticed... When this game was on SEC Network, and SEC Network had their normal time slot for the game, and then they were going to play the Mississippi State spring game, and then they were going to show a replay of this Georgia-Clemson game. This game went on so long that it ended 10 minutes after the replay was supposed to start.
Oh, my goodness.
The game ended at like 1:30 local time. And another fantastic stat, you may have noticed that I said 3-2. That is a weirdly short, low number of runs for a 20-inning baseball game.
That's right.
At one point, in between what I believe was the seventh inning was when this game was tied, and the 20th inning in which this game finally ended, there was a 4.5-hour gap between the runs being scored. There's literally 4.5 hours between runs.
That's,
can you imagine calling that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to.
Hey, can we...
Can you imagine producing that game?
That'd be worse than calling it.
Oh, by far, because you can't even, yeah. like, At least.
Take it from someone who produced an extra innings game.
Well,
at
least for George, I don't know if they have a student radio broadcast or not, but at least for their actual broadcast, that person's getting paid probably by the hour.
Yeah.
True.
At the very least. And that's probably $15 an hour.
That's very true.
I remember during the Kentucky series, I think. Was it Kentucky where there was like a rain? No, it was during Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss. Kentucky didn't have any rain delays.
That is true. There was like a really long rain delay, and it was just me sitting in Studio C for like 5 hours.
Well, I was about ready to go nuts last night with the Missouri State game because Mizzou took a 12-run lead into the ninth inning.
Yeah, 14-2.
And they didn't call it. They did not call the game. Had that been SEC play, the game would have been over bottom of the seventh. Mizzou led by 10 at that point.
NCAA.
And that was an extra.
I don't know what else to tell you.
That was an extra 45 minutes on tacked on to the end of that game for no reason.
Yeah, most stayed in the
And on top of that,
runs.
Chad McDaniel got hurt because of that. He came out with an injury. I don't know if he's injured or hurt, but he did come out of the game with an apparent injury.
That's not good. That's not great.
Because that game went long. That is just stupid. And apparently, it was not up to Beezer whether or not to call it. It's up to the home team. At that, well, I guess they both have to agree to it. But Missouri State's coaching staff was too. Fold themselves to, let the game go. Just stupid.
Yeah. I mean, irresponsible, really childish, really just any word we can say about that.
Surely. Your team is 12 and 24 anyways?
They were 11 and 24 going into that game. So
11 and 25.
11 and 25. This is a bad year for Mo State.
Their first losing
you just hate to see it.
Season in, like, I don't even know how many years. Apparently, yeah. They lost their first Missouri Valley series in like 5 years.
Wow.
Last weekend. And they have a streak of 161 games where they're leading into the ninth inning or they've won.
Wow. That's insane.
That's pretty bananas.
A few last words I want to say here about our other friends on the Diamond, the softball team.
That's right.
I'm sad we cannot get into them a little bit more, but we just did not. We were not able to watch any of the games this weekend. Friday, they played a doubleheader at Ole Miss, lost both of them 7-5 in 8 innings on the first one. And then in the second leg of that doubleheader, lost that one 1-0. They did rebound, however, for a 5-2 win on Sunday. Mizzou softball now sits on the season at 24-18, 7-8 in conference play. And Missouri baseball is 26-12-1. I hate that tie.
It's very good.
And 7-7-1 in SEC play, which I believe is good for third in the SEC East. So Mizzou's sitting firmly in an SEC tournament spot and also an NCAA tournament spot as well.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty good. I'll take that.
Yeah. So we'll take another short break. But before we go, I have a few more words to say this time. Let's do it about DJ services. You're looking for live music for your events.
DJ Redbeard.
Look no further than KCOU 88.1 FM. Whether it be an event for your student organization, local business, or even a private party, please let KCOU's trained DJs provide the jams. Our DJs work with you to craft the right playlist for your events at a very affordable price. For more information, you can contact Cousin Trent McRae at engineer@kcou.fm. Again, that is Trent McRae, engineer@kcou.fm. This is Salute Your Sports, live or not, coming up after the break, folks, so stay tuned. You're listening to Salute Your Sports on KCOU at 8.1.
Messages for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at cafeberlincomo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Colombia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
The station design with the student voice in mind. KCLU FM.
Baseball is what gets inside you. It's what lights you up. You can't deny that.
From college to MLB, join me, Taylor Renee.
And me, Emma Hayes.
As we discuss all things baseball on KCLU Sports' first and exclusively female talk show, A League of Their Own.
Tune in every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. on KCOU 88.1 FM Columbia or online at kcou.fm.
There's no crying in baseball!
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, let One-to-One Print Shop handle your custom apparel needs. Need some inspiration in crafting a logo or design? Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One-to-One Print Shop and check out some of their latest work. Or check out their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com. One-to-One Print Shop is the place to get custom apparel in Columbia.
Welcome back to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. I am Matthew Terry, and as always, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me. As we're doing this a little bit early this week, but we have a surprise that my idiot self accidentally spoiled during the break to James and Chris. But
I don't even remember what it was.
Me neither.
All right, cool. So
ADD.
Yes.
You know how it is.
It is time once again for everyone's favorite KCOU game. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Or Nah. We're doing this early, but here's how it's going to work. I'm hosting this week as you can tell, sorry, I'm also running the board, so I'm having to multitask here.
Yeah, and it isn't so easy, is it?
No, never. I mean, you just hit the wrong buttons. I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. So I have an excuse. But this is Orna.
No, this is Sparta.
No, this is Patrick.
James, James City versus Chris. This is the first time we've had a true Orna in months. And this is an Orna that I wanted to do last week. And I wanted to, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago. And I wanted to do it the week before. Because we had a little something on Sunday, April 7th. Called WrestleMania.
That's right. Da, da,
da, da, da, da, and I knew the best way to punish James for him not showing up for weeks was to make you do a wrestling themed or not. Because it's really.
Again?
Yes.
Another one.
Exactly that.
Another one on there.
So, this one is a fairly simple or not. This is people that have retained the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
So not people that have won it, not people that have lost it. You had to go into WrestleMania holding the title and successfully win your match and walk out with the title. So James and Chris, who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, cool. So Chris, your first name is AJ Styles.
I'm going to go with yes.
Correct. AJ Styles successfully defended his title.
Against Shinsuke Nakamura,
yeah,
right?
WrestleMania 33. 34, actually.
Yeah.
Good job.
This year was 35. That was my first WrestleMania.
All right. There you go. James, I'm going to give you an easy one because I know that I want you to do well. I want this to be competitive, James. All right. The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock has not defended his title at WrestleMania.
Don't you make this easy.
WrestleMania.
I mean, that's an easy name, but
it's Chris is up 1-0. All right. Chris.
Bill Goldberg.
Roman Reigns, the big dog, has he successfully defended his title at WrestleMania?
No.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry, James, for every time I make fun of you for this.
Well, it's even harder today because half the Pioneer's not working.
Yeah, it's true, so we don't have the normal. And also, just they're both listed, like, they both start with W. Both sound like start with W, so it's throwing me off. But, yes, Chris, you're correct. It's 2-0, Chris. All right, James. Triple H, has he ever successfully defended the WWE title at WrestleMania?
Is that related to the show on KCOU AAA?
That show's dead.
It's related to three count.
So, except they're both dead?
Yeah, I think...
Let's go with yes.
Triple H, wait, whoops.
Oh, yeah, give me that point.
Yep, sorry. I misread my own thing. This wasn't me hitting the wrong soundbite button. So James 2, Chris 1, as I try to count up how many I have, see how many innings of this we're playing. I think 7.
20.
Good enough. All right, Chris.
What's up?
John Cena. Has he ever successfully defended the WWE title at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Pretty easy there. 3-1, Chris.
Dr. Thugonomics.
Yeah, that was his appearance this past one.
I like how they're bringing that back.
James.
On some real midlife crisis-ish.
The Undertaker! Has he defended the WWE title successfully?
I'm going to go with no because you're trying to trick me. Man, that is maniacal.
It's really something, isn't it? All right.
You just reverse psychologied myself, but I got Chris right where I wanted him. He has a 3-1 lead.
Ah, that's right. Chris up 3-1.
Oh, no.
Let's see. I'm not going in order, so I'm already throwing myself off. Chris, Randy Orton, has he successfully defended the WWE title at WrestleMania?
No.
That's the wrong game show.
WrestleMania 24.
Ooh. Who did
he beat? It's time for the comeback.
That was the triple threat with Triple H and John Cena that he defended this title at.
Interesting.
So 3-1, like Chris Mitchell in the lead. James, has the Beast Brock Lesnar successfully defended his WWE title at WrestleMania?
Brock Lesnar!
Still 3-1.
So is this for all the marbles? Because first one to four?
No.
You said 7 innings.
Yeah, but you can both earn a point in an inning. It's not a best of 7.
Unlike the Columbus Blue Jackets, or just say the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's right. Real 2001 Mariners hours.
I just got to say this. So,
real 07 Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
Yes, James?
Oh, I've just been having so much fun because my dog Otis chose the Blue Jackets to advance over the Lightning.
Oh.
Ooh. And my girlfriend's little brother was like, just the whole time, we have like a group chat with with her family. He was like, he's like, Tampa's going to sweep the Blue Jackets.
Oh, I had Tampa winning it all.
So just like, you know, like the SpongeBob meme with like the chicken, I've been like, Tampa's going to sweep the Blue Jackets. and then I started mixing in the Tiger Woods with the Braves hat.
Good. I love it. There's someone on Reddit who, we'll get back to the game in a minute, who picked all the series by flipping a coin. And the coin flip said Blue Jackets in 4.
Wow.
So the coin is correct. That just shows you how much of a coin flip hockey is, pun intended.
Especially playoff hockey.
Yeah, playoff hockey, you just throw the regular season out the
window.
Yeah,
but Tampa Bay losing is like Virginia losing in the tournament to UMBC.
Yeah, Tampa
Bay.
That's
the first time ever someone who has the President's Cup has lost in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
First time they got swept.
Not
only did Tampa Bay win the President's Cup, they tied the regular season record for wins. 62 wins in 82 games. And they could not win 1-4 in the playoffs. It's astounding.
It's all about who's playing hot hockey at the time.
All right, that's Chris. Right.
Watch out,
next,
Blues.
What's up? Next up.
Word to the Orioles in 2014.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rogen?
Has he defended the WWE title at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I don't get how this dial works on the Pioneer. It's weird.
Right, oh, whatever. Still a 3-1 lead.
Wait, still 3-1.
Did he not have a title going into WrestleMania 34?
No, he did not have the title. No, 34.
Didn't he fight someone in 34?
What happened to 34?
I think he fought Finn Balor.
34 was the Intercontinental title.
Okay.
Not the WWE Championship. Big distinction there. Because there's like 15 championships floating around WWE.
Sorry, I was just going by like all belts in general.
Okay. James. Forgive me if I've asked this one already because I'm not marking off which ones I've asked and which one I haven't. I'm doing great right now. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, big star in the 90s, has he?
Yes.
What? Play. It's not. You guys are on a
one for five.
We're like Georgia Clemson from like inning 7 through inning 20.
I think I have 4 left.
Oh.
I do have 4 left. I just don't know which four.
One more for Chris and he wins.
That's right.
Golden goal.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
Did.
What to win, you have to miss.
Yeah. Did the Second City Saint CM Punk retain the WWE Championship at WrestleMania?
I'm going to say no. Oh, wow.
You guys are doing great. Punk
just
retained.
Put me out of my misery.
I think it was 29.
Okay.
Whichever one he didn't fight Undertaker at. James, all right. I want you to get back into this game. So, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No.
Doo-doo. Correct.
I answered the opposite of what I thought you were going to want me to answer.
Steve Austin always won the title. Never. He won the title at 3 different WrestleManias. Never defended it.
Interesting.
These are dumb things that I know a lot about.
That's fair. I should know this as a Stone Cold fan.
So, I believe we have...
It's 3-2.
It is 3-2. Which one of these didn't I ask? Oh, no. Oh, okay. I know what I've done. All right. So, Chris... Has Eddie Guerrero ever successfully retained the WWE Championship at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eddie Guerrero.
So, Chris, congrats on winning or not.
Woo! Where's my belt? Give me my belt. Give me my belt.
So...
There's no belt in here.
As fun as that was, like, that was a good or not.
I agree.
But that wasn't a James punishment or not.
Wait, what? What?
Because now it is time for or not part 2 of the day.
Wait.
Wrestlers that wrestle under their birth name.
What?
Wrestlers that use a stage name or professional wrestlers that just go with their regular birth name.
Well, so, I'm pretty sure that Dwayne The Rock, or I'm pretty sure that The Undertaker's name is not The Undertaker.
So, this is really simple. So, if I wrestled under Matthew Terry, I would be a yes. And if I didn't, say I had some other name. Say if I wrestled under the name John Cena, it would be a no. All right.
John Cena.
So, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Chris, since you won the first one, I'll let you start.
Okay.
Chris, John Cena. Does he wrestle under his birth name?
No.
Correct!
His actual birth name is Dr. Thuckonomics.
James, does Randy Orton wrestle under his birth name?
Yes.
Incorrect.
It's going to be no on all these, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Except for Bill Goldberg.
Chris, does... Kurt Angle, wrestle under his birth name.
Yeah.
Correct. Chris, up 2-0.
I mean, doesn't anymore because he retired, but
that's
still.
That's true. I mean, some... not.
that's a technicality.
That is a technicality because I also have Randy Savage on this list. Oof. Speaking of that, James, Randy Savage, does he wrestle under his birth name?
No. Who's named Randy Savage?
Randy Savage is. Chris.
Macho Man. Bonesaw.
AJ Styles. Does he wrestle under his birth name?
No.
Correct. Good job, Chris. James. All right. You struggled a little bit. I mean, I think we can all tell that. So, again, I'm tossing you up a softball.
Unless it's Bill Goldberg, I don't know who it is.
Does Kane wrestle under his birth name?
Who?
Kane,
the wrestler Kane.
From Citizen Kane?
No, Kane.
Just Kane.
His name is Kane.
Kane and Abel, so let's go no.
I just don't know what it is, James. Like.
Yeah, he's giving you all these softballs and you just keep looking at them.
You just keep missing. Chris.
We got the tee out
All right, next time when I host this, we're going to do Civil War Battlefields or not. Let's see how well you guys do.
Oh, guess who took a Civil War class in high school? This kid right here. I know a few of them.
Chris, as I try to think of more names, does Triple H wrestle under his birth name?
No.
Correct. James. does. The Godfather, wrestle under his birth name.
Yes.
You're really struggling here, dude. I don't know what it is.
It's kind
All right.
Of, man.
Lightning round. Chris.
What's up?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Good job.
Who names their kid Hulk?
James Ric Flair.
Yes.
Nope.
Somebody didn't watch the 30 for Dirty on Nature Boy.
James. I'm sorry, Chris.
What's up?
Edge.
Yeah.
Good job.
Who names their kid Edge? There's no way.
James Christian, his tag team partner.
Rigged. Totally rigged.
James Christian.
No. Who names their kid Christian?
Chris, Rey Mysterio. Good job. James.
Woo.
James, The Rock.
No.
I mean, I've lost count at this point.
He is named The Rock?
That's right.
It's The Rock.
Yeah, that's what he put
that's
on his jersey.
That's not his legal birth name.
Yeah, back when he played Miami, that's why he put on his jersey.
He put The Rock in the back of it.
Yeah.
That's not his legal birth name. Come on.
Go Canes.
I want to see his birth certificate, and I'm not releasing my tax returns.
I don't know what to tell you, James.
Release your tax returns. You're all crooked.
Oh, good. Love you.
You're all terrible. Terrible, horrible, deplorable.
I don't have W-2s. I'm sorry.
So,
am
Chris.
I allowed to say that over here?
I don't know. Chris, congratulations on winning both Ornas. And
rigged.
What is the first ever clean or not sweep.
That's right.
On this show. James, step your game up.
Honestly?
Rigged.
Get together.
You're terrible.
And you will be hosting
Crooked
or not next week.
Crooked,
that's
awful.
Right.
Awful, horrible.
Give me those Bull Run questions, James Stanley.
So.
That's a Civil War battlefield.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Love it.
No, it's Manassas.
Manassas? True.
So, yeah.
Here, here's some Civil War trivia. Do you know why some battlefields have two different names?
Why, James?
Let me think about it. I'll get back to you after the break.
All right.
All right. Speaking of after the break, we're coming back with Statement of the Week. But before that, I implore you all, if you want more mind-bending content like you just heard right there, please donate. Because for over 50 years, KCOU has provided Columbia with music, sports, and news coverage you can only find right here on 88.1 FM. The only way we can continue to deliver this content, though, is with your support. So please consider donating to KCOU 88.1 FM this winter and spring. Go to kcou.fm and click on the Donate tab. There are two specific places you may donate, and every dollar counts because the students of KCOU 88.1 FM thank you for your support. You're listening to Salute Your Sports. We'll be right back. Step into the spotlight.
The 2018 NFL Draft is now officially open.
Tune into Undrafted for the best sports talk of the week.
Catch Parker Reem.
I'm an above-average Packers fan, but the Bills are a very bad team. They are utter trash.
And Turner Klingenmeier.
Definitely draft stuck up. I'm going with coffee tables. But that Bears defense.
Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. only on KCOU 88.1 FM.
A delicious power breakfast. Great way to start the day.
I'm Brandon Anthony.
And I'm Keegan Hartman.
Make sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to me.
And me on our new show, Breakfast of Champions.
Here on KCOU Sports, KCOU 88.1 FM.
Salute Your Sports, your last 5 minutes on KCRU 88.1 FM.
Chris Mitchell, you got your answer?
I guess it depends on, like, I don't know, like the other sides of the war. Like,
did you Google that?
No.
Because that's wrong.
Okay.
Actually,
why'd you ask him if he Googled it if you got the wrong answer?
I don't know. Actually, you're sort of right. So that's the reason why the Confederacy calls Sharpsburg, and the Union calls it Antietam.
because the Union would name their battles after creeks and rivers.
Yeah.
And the South would name them after towns.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's pretty neat.
Bless you, Chris.
Thank you.
So, for these last few minutes, going to end it how we normally end it. We normally start complaining about things right now. We really don't have anything to complain about unless James wants to just harass me for that or not. But
are we even now for everything I've done to you?
Oh, we'll see.
We got a couple more weeks to get there.
But, yeah. So, we're just going to do statements of the week this week. Of course, Chris Mitchell will lead things off. Send it over to James, and I will close out the show. So, Chris, whenever you are ready, take it away.
My statement of the week goes out to saluting Tim Anderson of Chicago White Sox. Every time he plays against the Royals and every time he hits a home run, he stunts every time. It's hilarious every time. I salute the showmanship, even if the White Sox aren't that good. Yes, the White Sox are currently losing to the Royals right now, 3-2. And the bottom of the 8th, but it doesn't matter. He goes out stunned every time, so I salute you for staying with your brand.
I'm going to salute Tiger Woods for his win at the Masters. That's a good one. Big win, big comeback win for him, and to be honest, he should retire. On a high note.
Go out on winning the Masters.
Because I don't know how much higher you can get than,
you can get,
than that.
He can still do the PGA Jack Championship record of
yeah.
But at what risk?
Yeah.
Go out while you're ahead.
That's fair. Like Jordan going out on that last ring against the Jazz.
So my statement of the week, your sports salute of the week, which we really should have started doing before a week before the show ended, or like a month before the show ended.
True.
It goes out to VAR, video assisted review, which has been instituted in the Champions League, UEFA Champions League this year, for the first time. VAR that I have always been in support of, and have never ever once have believed that it would lead to a bad decision or never once lead to controversy. It is the most surefire, safest thing to ever happen to soccer. And so I'm giving a salute your sport salute to VAR, because without VAR, Tottenham Hotspur would not be in the semifinals of Champions League after beating Manchester City today, 4-3 or 4-4 on aggregate. Going in on a wiggle, salute to Wiggles. Two things that I don't have any issue with whatsoever are the reason my beloved Spurs will be playing in the semifinals of Champions League for the first time ever. So, we are almost done with this show. Before, I want to say a few words about Sports Saturday. Don't forget, every Saturday this fall is a KCOU Sports Saturday.
Don't hit that copy paste.
It's new.
Listen to your favorite KCOU sports show every Saturday, all day long. Catch No Huddle, Breaking the Plates,
Breaking the Planes?
I think
that's what Boeing did with their new software update.
I was thinking of Cut the Nets, which is the next thing I was going to say, and combined Nets and Plane to create Plates. And I'm glad I didn't say something else. And also Mizzou baseball, softball, and more every Saturday, because it's not just Saturday. It's KCOU Sports Saturday.
And of course, circle backward for 1 week only.
Yes. Thank you all for joining us for another fine edition of Salute Your Sports. I'm Matthew Terry for James Stanley, Chris Mitchell, and everyone here at KCOU. Thank you for listening, and stay safe, folks.